Jessie Wiestoff oversees the Chilkat Valley Preschool as its executive director. She says research shows that multi-generational interactions are positive for everyone involved. So when I asked her permission to join Chilkat Valley Preschool on their weekly trip to eat lunch at the Haynes Senior Center, she said, of course. But, she added, it might be a little awkward.
At first, no one really knows what to do. And there's some challenges with hearing, you know, there's a lot of voices in the room and the kids are confused about what we're doing. But after a while, we figure out how to adapt to each other, and it's very cool to watch it happening in real life. And these kids and these seniors wouldn't normally get the chance to interact like this.
At 1 o'clock, when I enter the cafeteria, I don't know what to expect. The room is packed with dozens of seniors sitting behind trays of turkey and mashed potatoes. Interspersed among them are little ones picking politely from brightly colored lunch boxes.
Don't forget your lunchbox.
Over the din, I hear a squeak. And then I hear, I'm stuck. A girl has slipped through the back of her chair. Her legs are dangling through the gap between the seat and the backrest. Wiestoff runs over and instructs her to climb through the front of the chair, but the preschooler has a different plan. She wriggles her body further through the gap, wedging her torso out the back. If she wasn't stuck before, she is stuck now. Loud conversation is suddenly replaced by silence, as if someone had dropped a tray. Seniors crane their heads in worry. The center's shuttle driver, Russ Gooden, comes over to assist. It is a two-person job that at one point seems like it will require a handsaw. But soon the girl is extracted and everyone returns, unharmed, to their meals. The senior center serves lunch on Tuesdays through Thursdays. The meal costs $5. Gooden picks up seniors from their homes and drives them to the center. He's a jack of all trades. He's plating food when I ask him who can participate in the lunch program. A preschooler demands to hold my microphone as Gooden explains the program.
If you're under 60, it's $15. If you're over 60, it's $5. But if you don't, we'll never turn anybody away. So you can eat whether you pay the $5 or not.
I join a group of kids who flank one of the seniors, Carl Taylor. Taylor is clearly enjoying the company. A little boy asks him if he can take off his boots. Taylor tells him no, that it's better if he keeps them on. The boy and Carl keep talking, but soon Taylor can't understand what the boy is saying. He asks me to interpret what the three-year-old is asking.
Is it okay if I go warm up?
The little boy wants to go warm up by the fire. This time, Taylor's answer is yes. The preschool senior lunches return this fall after taking a few years off. Senior Linda Wilmot says it's nice to have the kids back.
Halloween was very fun when they handed out candy, and they're always a pleasure, and they're so full of life.
Anyone interested in eating with the seniors and the preschoolers can contact Carrie at 766-2383 for more information. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.